Okay, so today, we're starting a new siman. We're on page 41. Okay, so we are on page 41, siman kuf lamed tes. Again, we're talking about laning. Now, bear in mind, in the Mechaber's time, there were certain locales where if you got an aliyah, you read it yourself. Right? So just bear that in mind. So the Mechaber says, b'makom shenagu sha'ole atzmo kore b'koram, and the places where the custom is that the person who gets the aliyah himself lanes the Torah, reads out loud. So then, im lo siyah d'tchila, if he didn't prepare in advance, you got called for whatever aliyah. It could be Monday, Thursday, Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos. So if he didn't prepare, in mostly there are parsha tchila, haparsha pamayim v'shlosho beino turn the page v'ein asmo. If he didn't prepare two or three times, he didn't go over it two or three times. Lo yala, he shouldn't go up to take the aliyah. Mishbar says, even though they called him up for the aliyah, he has to tell God, sorry, I can't do it. You know, I can't lane it. Mishabur brings out a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that there are three things that shorten a person's life. One is, and one of them is, a person who is called for an aliyah and doesn't take it. So that's very startling. I mean, besides being very solid. So here the person's turning down the aliyah. So the Mishmer says still he has to turn down the aliyah because he's not prepared. He's not prepared. The Ramah says, "V'makom shelachazan kore hutzar klasadir tchila." A place, as you can imagine, Ashkenazi land where this is not done, where the somebody lachazan, right? In other words, Baal Kore reads. So the Baal Kore has to prepare. Shouldn't just get up there and wing it. Very scary for me. But now the Mishnah Berurah says, obviously, b'di'eved, this is what you should do. B'di'eved, if there's no one else to lane, and so then it's a choice between no one laning or this person laning, so then the guy should get up and lane. I hate to confess in public, but of course this happens to me quite often that here or other places where, you know, like Baruch Hashem, we got Bali Kriya in the shul, but sometimes, you know, something happens. So, so you got to get up and do it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says what they could do is what we call basically four-laning. In other words, what they could do is somebody could be there to lane, and there's somebody standing next to him with a chumash and saying, Vaydaber Hashem, Vaydaber Hashem, right? And feeding him the lane. You might say, well, why don't we come up with a different system? In other words, why don't we just get some type of layover for the Sefer Torah with the trop and the... Believe it or not, somebody asked for Moshe Feinstein this. Moshe has a tshuva that you're not allowed to do that. They'll make laning, like, simple, right? Just have a layover, you know, and you just put it over the Sefer Torah. You got the chup, and you got the kudos and everything. Make the laning easy. But Ramosha says you're not allowed to do that. So anyway, so they do have this system of four laning, where sometimes, again, if there's nobody who can lane or accustomed to laning, again, certainly not prepared, so then you could do it that way. Now, believe it or not, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that even though now we have someone who lanes for us, and we hope that person laned, believe it or not, most people don't know this halacha, that there's a mitzvah min amukhar. There's a mitzvah on its highest level that the person who gets the aliyah should also, even though he has somebody laying for him, he should also prepare. He should prepare. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that what you could do is rely upon Shnai Mikra. We all know that there's a halacha that every week you're supposed to do Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. You're supposed to go through the parsha once, twice, and go over the Targum once, Rashi, right? So if you do that, besides getting the regular mitzvah, this way, if you get an aliyah, I'm sure what you're all thinking is, well, how can I prepare for an aliyah? I don't know I'm getting an aliyah. Like, they don't tell me in advance, usually. So you're right. This way, if you did Shnai Mikra, besides the mitzvah of Shnai Mikra, going over the parsha twice with the Targum, not only that, but that will be your preparation in case you get an aliyah. So then you're covered. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. A very interesting halachas, and we'll believe another about tomorrow night, but we'll continue this next time.